BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
What's up, Tiger fans? Welcome back to Tiger Talk, the 1400 Club. You know who it is. The Corey C. here at the Jackson State University football facility, Walter Payton Complex, and we're here for a special occasion, special cause. Let me see the shirt. You've seen it advertised on social media for the past couple weeks. We're here, the Women's Clinic, and we have one of the biggest fans. If you tune in to Tiger Talk, if you tune in to KC 1400, you see her in the comments, you see her on social media, so she's making her visual debut. Go ahead and give them the name in case they
don't. Joanne Buchanan.
When I say one of the biggest fans, I mean one of the biggest fans. So, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Corey.
Welcome to the Women's Clinic. So, let everybody know where you're from.
I'm from Houston, Mississippi. So, there's no other Mississippi.
H-Town. The real H-Town.
Yes. The real H-Town. Small, but real.
Absolutely. Now, I know you support everything Jackson State.
Yes, I try to.
Why you'll be there. So, yes. But specifically, I know this has to be special to you because of the work women.
Yes.
Being a woman, big-time fan. So what is it about this event that made you want to attend?
Because it is for females. I'm one of the original members of the Green Iron Gal Club.
Wow.
Which means, seriously, when they changed the name to the Women's Clinic, we're like, okay, but we still part of it. 5 years we've been a part of it. And we love it every year. It's what exciting fundraiser for Jackson State.
So talk about that, the importance of that one. Why is that so
it's
near
very
to your
important
heart?
They give the female, Jackson State female, our supporters now, a chance to really know it in depth, in detail about football. We meet with the coaches. They go coaches class, clinics. We go to different classes. They explain each position to us, and we just ask questions. I mean, really, it's very educational.
So you're learning the game.
Yes, we are. Well, we already know something. Don't get us wrong now.
So are you one of those fans in the stands that tell
Coach
TC? Let me finish. Are you one of those fans in the stands telling Coach TC what to do and what he did wrong?
Telling him what to do, the coaches what to do, and the players.
Man, you one of them?
Yes, I am. And I'm admitted to it. Yes, I am.
That's too funny. So tell me something about football. Give me something. A play, the name of a play or something that lets me know what you're talking about.
I know when the receiver make a touchdown. I know when they have to receive the first down.
Okay. All right. You're talking
about it. And I know when they go outside. I know when they overthrow.
Okay. You know a little something.
Yeah, I know a little something.
So what are you hoping to take away from this event, and what are you hoping the other attendees take away?
I'm just here to take away the beginning that this is the initially to the females a part of the current season of football that will start soon, and that to learn a little bit more so I can complain a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
And how thankful are you for the ladies who put this together, starting with Coach Taylor? Not Coach Taylor, Coach Taylor's wife. I'm sorry, yes. Mrs. Coach Taylor.
Yes, we are very thankful. We are thankful for the opportunity that we have to be a part of this clinic. And for it's a fundraiser to bring more money to the athletic program and to Jackson State University, the Jackson State.
Did you play sports growing up?
No, I did not.
If you had played, which sport would you want to play? Which one you think you'd have been good at?
If they had a football clinic, then probably football.
Okay. What position?
O-line.
O-line, okay. So give me Coach Quinn, give me your dream job in sports. If you had to be employed somewhere in sports, not playing, but in the sports field, what would it be? Journalist, coach, general manager, water girl, referee, broadcaster, Tiger Talk co-host, what would that be?
Tiger Talk call.
I don't just say that because I'm here. But no, we appreciate you. One of the biggest fans, biggest supporters of Tiger Talk, our KC 1400. We're glad that we could finally get you here in the building on the actual show. So continue support, continue being just a huge fan of Jackson State. And because of people like you, that Jackson State is what it is, especially on those Jackson State.
So, thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, enjoy yourself.
Thank you. You too.
All right, well, we're back with another guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Janelle Jefferson.
Janelle Jefferson. So I know you personally, but I think you're related to someone who's a legend in the Jackson State sports
Absolutely.
department. So who is that man, that young man?
My father-in-law is a sports information director, Samuel Jefferson.
Samuel Jefferson. So, man, he's one of the greatest ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I let the people know where you're from originally.
Originally, I'm from Tyvesco, Mississippi, but I am a Jackson transplant. I met my wonderful husband here.
My boy.
And so now I claim Jackson as home. And I'm bringing a Jacksonian here fall.
Okay.
My oldest son is going to be a honors college freshman in the fall.
All right. Looking forward to continuing the legacy, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
So what brings you here? We see the shirt, but specifically, what made you excited to want to attend this?
So my mom is an avid football fanatic, all things JSU, and she wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity for our family, all the women in our family, to be involved with this women's clinic. So she participated last year, and she wanted her girls to be a part of it this year. So I'm here with all the women in my family who are participating, including my daughter.
So this will be your first time?
This is my first time.
What are you looking forward to the most? Do you have any expectations, or you just kind of along with it?
I'm here. I'm going with the flow. I looked at the agenda today, and I looked at this 7-on-7. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be fun. I'm just expecting to learn a lot more and to meet the staff and to just be a continued support to the program and to the organization. We love all things JSU.
So did you get into the specifics of the game? You said 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means, or you just...
I know it's a scrimmage of sorts,
okay.
And so, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. But I'm excited. I'm excited for us, for the family, for to meet these other dynamic ladies I've met so far. Everybody says just the feeling of expectancy, and we're here to have a good time, so I'm excited about it.
And I'm looking forward to the game. I know you and your crew, you don't miss the game. You're
right, we don't miss the game. Session. We there. We travel. Uh-huh. We go to away games. We hear everything. We're there. Season ticket holders for many, many, many years.
Are you looking for our big things this upcoming season from the team?
Of course. Always. We're positioned to be great.
Any parting words? What do you want to say to the fans and the coaches? Everyone who watches will be checking this out. What do you want to say?
We have a spirit of expectancy of greatness. We are the best tradition in terms of everything academics, and so we just continue to be great. That's all I got to say.
There you have it. Enjoy yourself today. Let's go Tigers.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we have another guest. Now, if you attend Jackson State University basketball, you know this face. I need to call him. Because during those games, I mean, she's the loudest, she's the biggest fan, not just basketball, all sports. She's there. This is one of my biggest fans. So go ahead. They don't know you. They just know their face. Go ahead and let them know who you are.
Hi, guys. My name is Aqua. I'm originally from Colorado Springs, but I live in Madison County. And I'm just happy to be here today.
Right. And what brings you here?
Well, honestly, I've never been to a women's camp, football camp. And I just want to learn the eyes and hands about the NIL, because that's a huge thing now in today's world. And just learn about the pros and cons of how NIL works, housing, the different play calling, how that works. So that was great to hear today.
Is that something that you want to do in terms of moving into career-wise, or you just want to know it so you have a better understanding so when you read about it, you can really follow along?
Honestly, I just want to have a better understanding so I can really just know what I'm yelling for when I, you know, yell and support my team. So.
Other than when the referee makes a bad call.
Oh, yes.
Because I see you on you give them a hard time.
Sweat rails suck. Yay.
You give them a hard time, but you absolutely love your Tigers. If there's a local event, we can expect to see your face. So
absolutely.
I'm not surprised that you're here. Obviously, yeah, we're getting closer and closer to that football season.
Yeah.
What are your expectations? What are your hopes for Coach TC in his second year?
Well, I'm going to tell you, my hopes are very high. So I expect for us to go 13-0.
You're counting some additional games that aren't showing on the schedule yet. I don't see 13 games on the schedule, but you said 13-0, so that tells me what?
Hey, we're going to win the Celebration Bowl. We're going to win our championship game. And, hey, if we go farther, we go farther. But
And what do you think of the job that Coach TC has done so far?
Coach TC has done a really, really great job, especially for a first-time head coach. I've really never seen a first-time head coach go 7-8. To me, that's a really, really great record for a first-time head coach. So.
All right, well, we're going to let you get to it. I know you're ready to get in there and mix and mingle with the other ladies and learn what you can learn. So now that you've made your debut, can we expect to have you back on Tiger Talk from time to time? I guess co-host. I've been waiting for the right time to ask you, so I'm putting you on the spot.
Absolutely.
You heard her say
that. Just learn a few more things, and yes. Yeah, I'll be happy to come home.
I'll put it on the spot, and it's there. We can't not take it out. No, we appreciate you. All your support. You're a true blue tiger, and I keep doing what you do. You see the smile. You see the smile. She's been waiting. She's been waiting. She's here. Go ahead and let the fans know the name, where you're coming from.
I'm Toria Lennox, and I drove down. I'm just getting in from the Memphis area.
A 3-hour drive. What brings you down today on this Saturday to making that 3-hour trip? There's no football going on, no basketball.
I know. But I'm so ready for football season to get started. And rather than indulging in social media and looking for all things JSU on YouTube, I decided to take advantage of the opportunity to be up close and in person right here at the Walter Patriot Center.
Okay. And when you first heard about this event, what got you excited? What made you say, you know what, I'm going to get up and hit the road?
Yeah, you know, I saw the videos from last year's clinic, and I was inspired by seeing women being involved. And so I wanted to be on sort of like the tipping edge of this that Coach TC and his wife are trying to do, and it's for women. And I wanted to take advantage of the opportunity to do something, to be here, to get involved, and to do what I can to support my university.
And what do you hope to gain? What do you hope to take away from this event today?
Well, networking. I look forward to interacting more with the ladies who are here to see what I can do to take back, see what I can do and take back to Memphis in terms of supporting the university. I want to leave a little bit more educated about football. I'm not a complete dummy. I don't need like football 101 necessarily, but I do love sport. I do love watching live football, and I think that I can learn a little bit, stand and learn a little bit more.
If you want to know enough to go, when the referees mess up, you'll know why you're getting home.
Exactly. When getting home. There are a lot of us who come to the games together. My entire family supports JSU. We all went to JSU, and we have our own little section. And so I want to be able to contribute to those conversations that are going on in the stands. And, you know, we also have our own family group chat. Okay. I want to be able to chime in and impress them. You know what I'm saying?
Did you play sports yourself?
I did not play beyond high school. I played recreational softball, volleyball, basketball. I love table tennis. I play tennis now.
Okay. What would your dream job in sports be? To be a coach, an actual professional player, an official?
So I think that I would be interested in game day operations. Okay. And I say that because I'm a planner. I love planning events and making sure the logistics are well. I love listening to people and making things better. And so I think I would be great at listening to Tiger fans to see how to improve and make things awesome for our fans to attend our game.
You hear it. JSU Athletic Department, Game Day Operations. She'll do the job, True Blue Tiger. So let's get on the staff.
Thank you for it.
We know you enjoy your time here today. And I thank you for coming down from Memphis. Thank you for all the support. Obviously, it's people like you that make Jackson State what it is.
Thank you.
So have a good time. Let's go Tigers.
Thank you so all much. Right. Go Tigers.
Anyways, Tiger fans, we're back.
Yeah.
The smiley face here. She's happy to be here. I know.
I am so excited to be here. You don't understand. I love JSU and I love football.
Okay. All right. So you love JSU.
I do.
You love football. You're a woman. So it all came together today. It's perfect. So introduce yourself to the people, let them know who you are and where you're from.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Sharon Williams, and I am a four-time graduate of Jackson State University, receiving my undergraduate degree in 1994.
Tell us about why you're so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here to learn more about football, because growing up in a household with three brothers and a daddy who loved the Saints. Okay. I mean, you know, in my area, it was on television in the house. It was always on football. And so then he forced me to learn and watch the game. And so that's why I'm so into football now. I kind of know a little about it, but I'm here to learn.
Okay. Do you go to a lot of the football games, Jackson State football games?
I go to every. I have not missed one since I've been at Jackson State. I have not missed one game.
Not to age you, but how many years in a row have you gone without missing a game? Because you said since you've been a Jackson State. Wait a minute, you have not missed a single Jackson
not
State
home game.
Okay, not home. Okay, that's still impressive.
Home games. Wow. Let me tell you, I have 7 brothers and sisters. We all attended Jackson State, and when I tell you Jackson State football tailgated, the whole experience is a family affair. It is truly a family affair. My nephews attended, and so everybody's like, okay, what are we going to do in the fall? What's my tailgating? Where are we going? You know, which home game, which away games are we going to? So it is awesome. Wow. And I love the family affair because my brothers, my sisters, they're all involved.
Yeah, that's awesome. Since 1990.
I started in 1990, but my oldest brother started in 1975, I think. And so he was a member of the Sunny Bowl. Another brother was a member of the JSU Tumblers and the basketball team. So when I tell you, we are strong in the family. The blue run, the United Blues.
So what are you looking to gain or take away from today's event? What are you hoping to leave here with?
So I want to be able to understand the game more. So when I'm in the stands with my family, who may know more than I do, we can be on the same page and we can cheer and shout and root on Jackson State Tigers to the victory.
We appreciate it. We know that you'll enjoy your time here today, and I just want to personally thank you for being such a big fan. That is an amazing, impressive streak. And you know, we're on social media bragging about our fan base and the recruits, when they see the fans in the stand and that impresses them enough to be a part of it. We can't make that happen without people like you who refuse to miss a game.
Rain, snow. It was sleeting one year. During all four games, my family was at home. I was in the stands.
There you go.
Because it was sleet/snow.
So keep doing what you
do. So you not only have me, but you have my entire family and a JSU, especially home JSU.
Oh, yeah. New Tiger. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome in.
Thank you.
And we're happy to have you. We see the smile on your face.
I'm excited. Let's do this.
All right, so introduce yourself, name, anything when you attended Jackson State.
Yeah, I am Dana Cole Kinderbrook Campbell. I attended Jackson State University, class of 2004 and 2008. Strong alumni support of this campus since 2000, since my freshman year.
And where are you originally from?
I am from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay, so we're football fanatics, so yes. When we say a name in a city, when we hear Kennebrew and we hear Little Rock,
yep.
We say, oh, that sounds familiar. Right?
Definitely.
So tell us why a lot of football fans may be kind of thinking, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yes, my brother played running back here during the Bell era and then during the Comanche era, 2003, 2007-ish, David Kennebrew, number 35.
Great guy, great player, and uh-huh. I understand he's doing some great things.
Yeah.
All right, coach. What are you looking and hoping to take away from today's event?
To learn his play.
Okay. You're the coach?
Yeah.
You're the coach?
From the sideline. Okay. I'm going to be the sideline coach. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here today.
Okay.
Yes, because I need to be able to say the coach ran the wrong play.
See, that's what I was going to say. We got to be careful. We want to teach y'all something, but we don't want to teach y'all too much because then you're
starting to see what you're doing way too
wrong. So
you're
we got to find that balance.
It's all about support.
It is.
So I want to support him. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's
yeah.
Why I'm here.
And Coach Taylor's wife and the young, young ladies, other women put this event together. So what
awesome.
Do you want to say about it as far as thanking them for doing something like this and bringing it to the community?
Definitely. This is my first time participating, and I'm so glad they were able to put it together for us. Number one, not us for us to learn, but for us to be able to show our support with our presence. Mm-hmm. To let him know, not just by word, but by deed, that we're here, we have your back. And let's do it. Go JSU.
And you said you want to be a coach from the sideline.
Yeah.
If you were to start a career in sports,
yeah.
Other than playing, what would that be? Would it be a coach? Would it be a referee? What would that be?
I love it. It definitely will be, I would say, have to be sports.
Okay.
Because sports management. Yes, definitely. More so probably football, but then also for women's sports because we are on the rise.
What are your hopes and expectations for this upcoming season?
This upcoming season, we have no choice but to win the swag. No choice. I know we can do it. I know they're putting together the team that will get it done. And I'm here to support by learning to play so I can help.
Okay, there we go. The goal is to make it to the Celebration Bowl.
Yes, yes.
So tell your brother we will see him in Atlanta. In
David Kennebrew, number 35. We will see you in Atlanta.
All right,
let's go. All right, thank you, Corey. Enjoy you all podcast.
Thank you. All right, we're back with another beautiful guest. Happy, I'm excited to have her. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the fan base.
Hi, my name is Daphne Teague, and I am a big Jackson State fan.
All right, tell us where you're originally from.
I'm originally from Kosciuszko, but I live here in Jackson now.
All right, so what brings you out today?
Well, my son loves football, and he's been teaching me about the ways of the game. So I thought I'd come out and learn about football, but also have some fun with the ladies.
Okay, okay. And what are you hoping to, if anything specific, you're hoping to gain today or take away?
Some new friends, but also some information more about football, so I don't have to ask my son or my husband many questions about the games going on.
Do you attend a lot of games? Do you watch on TV mostly?
I'm mostly watching on TV, and I've attended a couple of Jackson State games in the past.
Are you excited about this upcoming season? We have second-year coach T.C. Taylor. We expect to do some big things, so are you looking forward to that?
I am. I'm looking forward to a great season. I think they did a great job last year, and I know they're going to do even better this year.
We have a great, great fan base. You're a big fan yourself. What would you say? That's one thing that I think distinguishes Jackson State from some other schools, so like the fan base. So what would you say in terms of the fan base, why we're such a great fan base and why we support the school so much? Why, if you can speak on yourself personally.
I think I bring excitement, also soulful flavor, and just a big supporter. Of a great football game, and of course, I love the Sonic Boom.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we hope you enjoy yourself today. We know you will. Go learn a lot, go have some fun, meet some new friends, and let's go Tigers.
All right. Go Tigers. Thank you.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.